They've shown their ability, but as well to get through the competitions, through each of the rounds, they've had to really dig in and show a character. They've got a great team spirit amongst the group, and we're really hopeful they can show that as well on Monday night, coupled with their the real potential that there is within the squad. I think it'll be a really exciting game.
And how much confidence will that have given them going to away to Hull and away to Molineux and claiming victories as well?
It'll give them massive confidence because of the team spirit is so high amongst them. They'll be going in not fearing anybody, whilst respecting the opposition and knowing that we're going to be up against a really good Arsenal team. We'll be focusing on what we do and continuing in that vein.
Yeah, how much do you know about the Arsenal team? How much sort of background can you do on them?
Well, we've done plenty. We've watched their last three games. I went to watch them play against Norwich just before the Christmas break. So we know what they're like. We definitely know how they'll try and play. They're a very good team in possession, and they'll have to work hard to break us down. More importantly for us, we know and we play in our way, and we'll be trying to impose ourselves on the game right from the start.
Do they fit all the Arsenal stereotypes, sort of neat and tidy with a bit of flair as well?
Yeah, they do, yep. But the important thing, I think, for us is to remain focused on what we're trying to do here at the football club. It's something that's been in place now for a number of years, and the boys are really, really showing the fruits of that labour. There's some excellent, real, real talented footballers, a number of youth internationals in the group, and some who have got first-team experience, so it bodes well for us.
How important to look after the ball against Arsenal, because I imagine they're pretty strong in keeping it.
Well, definitely. There'll be periods of time where we won't have the ball and we'll have to be disciplined and well organised in that. But when we get it, we'll be trying to get control of the game as we do, really get some good periods of play in possession of the ball and then really take the game to them.
Must be very rewarding for you and for Gavin Strachan as well to see some of the players coming into the first team squad. I mean, recently we've seen Conlon come in, haven't we? Marshall as well has been on the bench. Peter Grant, who's now a bit older, back from Histon and on the bench as well. So the youth system thriving here.
Yeah, definitely. And fair play, Strax is doing a magnificent job. The gaffer's brilliant because if he'll look at the players and if he thinks they're good enough, he'll give them the opportunity. So those are the two key ingredients for us here. At the end of the day, we've got to keep developing these players. They're still learning the game. They've still got to work hard. But if they do work hard enough and they do have the talent and ability, then they'll get the opportunity. I mean, it's been great. I've been on the phone to the England under-18s manager, who's been speaking about Jermaine Anderson and Tom Conlon, who obviously have impressed in the previous rounds, and hopefully they'll continue to do that and get the international recognition as well as the first team recognition that they're receiving at the minute.
I was going to ask you about Jermaine, because in a way you've been victims of your own success, because he's playing in the first team. He's not featuring for you at the moment, is he?
No, but that's the job. I mean, it's brilliant from our point of view. In youth development, it's not necessarily always about winning games. Our main objective is to get players into our first team. And whilst we're doing that, then the youth programme will be being a success. Having said that, the rest of the group will definitely be going into this game on Monday night with a huge focus on winning it.